the rest of the story. Everybody in Washington, Missouri knew Happy Hooligan. He was the strange old tramp who lived in a vacant building near St. John's Creek, about 2 miles west of town. Happy's appearance was anything but. His hair and beard were long, scraggly, crudely framed a scowling visage. In winter, he bound his feet with burlap bags to ward off the cold. But gloom and frost seemed to follow him through the summer as well, as though it emanated from some secret place inside him. The dour, dirty little man earned money by making curios from cast-off cigar boxes. The meager profits were consumed by food and liquor, the latter of which eventually consumed him. Happy Hooligan was found dead February 1912, was buried in an unmarked grave in the town cemetery. It was not until 84 years later, in March of 1996, that the gravesite was identified from a list of burial certificates and a tombstone was placed there. And the reason is the rest of the story. You see, in 1955, 43 years after the death of the bum called Happy Hooligan, a Washington resident named William Wilkie happened to cross the obituary in a March 1, 1912 copy of the town newspaper, a brief notice which named the man who had found the body and gave results of the county coroner's inquest. It also reported the real name of the deceased, Fritz Franke. Mr. Wilkie, curious, did some digging, and what he discovered painted a poignant portrait for Fritz Franke, destined for social ostracism and virtual anonymity. Had served with distinction as a Union Army officer in the 27th Pennsylvania Regiment during our Civil War, was imprisoned at Andersonville, later became an agent for the Federal Reserve Board, a private businessman and a journalist. But then in 1895, Fritz Franke lost his wife and four youngest children in a diphtheria epidemic. 5 years later, yet another daughter died of scarlet fever. 5 years after that, his son, his last living offspring, died of pneumonia. And it was about that time that Fritz Franke crawled into a bottle and never came out. In no time, he had regressed into a disheveled and apparently illiterate itinerant nicknamed Happy Hooligan. And so the town of Washington, Missouri, Happy Hooligan's last stop on his way to oblivion, reviewing the 41-year-old discoveries of William Wilkie, has finally acknowledged Fritz Franke's place in its history with an appropriately engraved gravestone to mark his final resting place. But now, wait a minute. If you're passing that way to pay your respects, you must know precisely what the marker says, because it does not say Happy Hooligan. It does not say Fritz Franke. Instead, that monument reflects who Fritz Franke really was, how he was known before he came to this country to aid the Union in our Civil War. The gravestone reads, Count von Lichtenstein, Crown Prince of Austria, the man who fell from grace and returned to honor, the prince who became a pauper, is now at last a prince again. Now you know the rest of the story.